I want my 5280 gig now!
Live from the new Figgis Studios here for 5280 Geek Weekend Geek Update, sponsored by our friends, pals, lovers from Alamo Cinema Draft House.
Alamo Draft House, Littleton Cinemas.
Yeah, that place too. Can we just
No, he can't. He can't do it.
I do need flashcards.
I don't know if they still know we're their sponsor.
I don't think they do.
I think they do. I mean, we show up there first Monday out of the month. Everyone was happy to see us.
We show up and we get and we collect our fee. So I hope they know that. otherwise, I think that's robbery.
Don't tell them we're there. Don't say anything.
Well, I think we're robbing them now.
That's right. We came, we saw, we got a bunch of free shit. Smurf here and my table of companions: Private Cheeseburger, Double A, Ron, Hello. Sir Toucher of Butts Tow.
I can't swim.
Me either.
You and chimpanzees, huh?
No, I can't swim.
Sloths can swim?
Sloths can swim.
Like, for real?
For real.
Because I thought she was joking.
No, she's serious.
You can't swim?
No, man.
I almost drowned in the
can
wave pool.
Can you swim?
Yeah, I was on dive team.
Okay. Oh, yeah, the wave pool at Waterworld? Yeah, it's
Yeah, like, there was a time that, like, a wave, like, I was on a tube, and it was, like, before the waves were beginning to be.
Was that Vegas? You left him outside.
No, he's inside. I went to pet him.
Anyway, Red just had to go.
Our mascot for the new studio has decided to let out some death throes sounding call.
That was amazing.
That,
you nailed it.
Yeah. Was that the vomit noise? And now we have an inside out cat.
That's what I said. That's what it sounded like. It sounded like he was about to lose his truth.
There he goes.
It's like when you're walking down Bourbon Street, you just hear that.
Comment. Yeah, you're like, whoa.
That's an accurate description. If you're ever there, let me know.
Hit underneath the table.
Yeah, he ran.
He's got a barf.
That's the vomit noise.
Poor guy.
Yeah, you hear that up and down Bourbon Street.
Well, you know our special guest, Red, is here as she ran off to take care of our mascot.
She had to take care of the cat so he didn't vomit her out.
My Waterworld story. So...
The speaking of moist things.
Speaking of almost drowning. So, like, those little bumps before it turns into waves was pushing my tube, and I couldn't get out far enough. I ended up flipping over and crashing heads with somebody on the back of my head, so I lost my vision.
Yeah.
So, like, you're kind of underwater being like, I can't tell which way is up or down.
I'm blind
help.
And I can't swim.
Yeah. So
I...
Trying to, like, feel the ground, like, please help.
I had too many close calls when I was little in Thunder Bay, and now I just don't.
That's like a death sentence for a little kid, because once you get sucked in, you don't recover.
Well, a little kid who can't swim.
Yeah.
I'm talking about, like, when I was middle school.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, I can't swim, and so if the wave's coming... So when we do Waterworld, the rare time that we do Waterworld, if we're doing Thunder Bay, it's not during that time, and it's only to walk to cross through, so you don't go around. You're just trying to get to that part of the park.
Yeah, you're running against, like, Indiana Jones. The clock is ticking. Yeah.
I was thinking like some Baywatch shit because you're in the water.
She's better at
she's
this.
She's better. Yeah.
All right.
You know,
anyway.
Motion cameras and everything.
Yeah, at least she didn't die, because then it would have been like Action Park, you know, back in the day. And,
yeah.
It's just like, hey, we put in a wave pool. Do you think we should have lifeguards?
Nah. They did have lifeguards when it happened. I did have to get lifeguarded a couple times. There's actually one ride that they actually ask you, can you swim? When you get up there. And you go, and it's we call it the toilet bowl slide.
Yeah, that's exactly what you're talking about.
Where you're going
exactly
down.
The ride you're talking about, yeah.
And I went on that once and lied, and I was like, yeah, I'll be fine. And then I went down, and I learned very quickly of...
You were not fine.
Oh, God. Well, yeah, and I was in one, and the shadows had were not in my favor, so there was no sun, there was no overcast, and it was dark. And when I hit, I didn't know which way was up. So I didn't know which way to go.
Good old underwater version. vertigo.
And so and I and that was the closest I ever came to being like, oh shit, this is why they ask. Mm-hmm. I'm in trouble.
I say I've always wondered that, like, can you go on those rides if you can't swim? And the answer is no.
No.
You
can't. It's not recommended.
It's not recommended. I mean, no. You can.
I mean, I clearly I made it. Yeah. But I we don't do that anymore. Like, no. I don't go on that one anymore.
No, no way.
It's sure? It's a wise choice not to.
No, that's a good decision.
While we were away, speaking of not wise choices, Jessica Jones came back to Netflix, and oh my god,
it's the biggest middle finger to Disney, isn't it?
It's a middle finger to everybody, really.
What? Well, so is it bad?
It's horrible.
Really bad. I think it's on purpose. I think they were like, oh. Well, we got bought. Yeah. So fuck everybody.
They knew they were gonna get canceled, so right. Probably like.
So I think they
fucking try.
I think they wrecked it on purpose.
I would do that.
I think they lit the whole studio on fire.
Because every single character, oh yeah, every single character in here is just as worse of a person that they can be. The only one is kind of Jessica, that's redeemable, and even then, it's kind of like. She's bitching about, you know, being a hero and why she's doing this.
Basically, it's like a bad breakup.
It is.
And Netflix Marvel is the girlfriend, and Disney Marvel is the ex-boyfriend who just dumped you and left you for Fox, and showed you the pictures on Instagram as the way to break up with you.
No, sent nudes.
Sent nudes, yeah.
And so. Netflix Marvel is like, you want your stuff back? Fine, but I'm going to pee on it and light it on fire. You better come quick. That's what this feels like.
It's
she didn't pee on it, but she did set it on fire.
It's embarrassing. It really is.
I never got my PacSun hoodie back.
Aww.
It's burned.
Was yeah. That's what this...
like a $50 hoodie.
Of like they're gonna wreck it and make it so that you can have the property... But you're going to lose your audience, and you're never going to be able to use it again.
Well, that sounds about right.
Which is exactly what I feel like Punisher 2, Season 2 was. And
Punisher Season 2, at least, like, I could watch.
It started out really strong. Yeah.
But then you could tell, like, we're losing money.
Yeah, we're going to get canceled. Yeah.
Fuck it.
We're out.
Well, I feel like the writing changed, like, midway, where they were all like, oh, you want your stuff back?
Like, David walked into the studio like, hey, guys, we're getting canned, and they're all like,
oh. Oh, it's on, bitch.
Yeah, like, you know, they're like, writers next to a script, like, oh.
We're getting canned?
Because you really just get the feel of why the hell am I, why do I even care about these characters? Yeah. Why do we care? Even the, I mean, some of it is just kind of phoned in. I mean, it's just,
I know all about that.
Oh, I'm like, why?
Well, I've seen that too many times.
And I feel bad because I liked the show. I liked the premise.
Yeah, Jessica Jones was a great... It's an interesting take on, like, a superhero.
It is. And what it ends up becoming, it's like Jessica Jones versus Dexter, because he's a serial killer, and he's taking trophies, and then he zeroes his sights in on Jessica, because they
the unkillable one.
Well, it's a little more convoluted than that, but they figure out that he's a baddie, even though he puts across this Dexter-esque look of perfect guy, sure. Very intellectual, works for the community.
See, I would have believed that better with David Tennant.
Yeah. Wait,
so
I
yeah.
told you about that.
So, well, yeah.
I like him in
Good Omens.
So I like him in Good Omens, too.
My brain keeps mixing up psychopath and sociopath. I'm pretty sure it's
sociopath.
Yeah, sociopath is the one that's usually associated with serial killers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, there's one person in our group that I'm waiting to become a serial killer.
No, they don't.
It's the opposite.
It's
psychopaths
the opposite.
Do understand
it.
That.
So that's generally I keep messing that up.
Yeah. They don't see it.
If they understand it.
I thought it was like understanding, but in a way to use it as a manipulation mechanism.
If.
Both.
It's kind of like it's kind of like autism. There's a spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
And if a sociopath understands it, they don't believe it applies to them.
They rationalize it.
Sure, that makes sense.
It's okay. Not even a it's a real extreme narcissism.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
see,
it's very similar to Paris Hilton and the working class.
And the working class. She doesn't believe they exist.
That's right.
It's just that idea of these are the rules, and it's like, yeah, those are the rules for you people.
It was like seeing Kanye West look at a dollar bill and go, this isn't real.
No, exactly. That's
this doesn't exist.
That's a great analogy to understand what a sociopath is if they understand it, and generally they don't.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even understand that that's real because they have no basis.
Okay, I keep mixing those up. Thank you for the clarification.
Though. There you go.
So,
and the more you know.
Da da da. This has been a really weird podcast.
Here's our Reddit. We're off a couple of weeks. We come back and we're Jessica Jones is just it's done. It's
they all got canceled anyway.
Yeah.
It's
going to
be like that Ariana Grande song, the Thank You Next.
Yeah, well, pretty much.
I appreciate that it came out and then a week later I saw the news article of Jessica Jones is canceled. It's like, We knew that.
Why
didn't you just say it as soon as it came out?
Yeah.
Like,
they had to wait the week.
I'm sorry. Did you think that was news?
Yeah, like, we know.
Well, and it's funny. They didn't
People die in Game of Thrones. I'm sorry. Where have you been?
It was funny. They didn't even wait a week for announcing Swamp Thing's cancellation on the DC Universe.
We were in California.
They had just barely aired the first episode. DC's like, nope.
I've heard it's so bad.
The
first episode is garbage.
Is it like an old, like a really bad slasher film kind of thing?
No, it's not even that. It's just that the acting is bad. Everybody's phoning it in. The writing is garbage. Like,
I kind of
want
to watch it for the shit.
I'm too good for sci-fi.
Well, they wanted to do like...
It looks bad for sci-fi.
They wanted a horror-esque kind of take on it, and they're saying it builds up to it. We don't know because all of the
builds up to it,
but we haven't seen it because they don't like release them all at once.
That's
so
just,
no binge watching.
Whenever people use that is when we say like, guys, this isn't good, and your response is it builds up to something good. I always say you should edit better.
But why would I have to wait several episodes into a show?
Why do I have to wait so long?
It's like reading the freaking back of a book and like reading synopsis.
It's great. You had a first draft. Now come back with something better.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's like a lot of shows where you're like, no, I swear to God, the third season way better. It's like I didn't have to get the third season to enjoy a show. Like, yeah, sometimes things do get better, but
yeah, but I mean, but that's your willpower to actually push through it. But sometimes, sometimes you kind of just like suffer through. Like you kind of just like, I can't do this. Like,
I can't do it right now.
There's nothing happening.
Well, and this is what a lot of reports were coming in. The effects in the series have so far received positive responses from fans, especially Swamp Thing himself, and many like the horror vibe the show was running with. It's currently unclear what exactly didn't line up for Warner Brothers and AT&T executives, or if it greatly differed from what they were initially pitched from the, you know, the production company. So
that could be a thing. I just don't think it's very good.
I don't think it's very good, but I
really pretty bad.
I honestly think Warner Brothers went in this thinking they were going to get something else.
Maybe.
I think they went in going, okay, we're going to get this, but
they wanted their normal dark gritty and they got something different.
They got something way beyond what they thought.
No, where's the brooding?
Well,
why isn't anyone sad?
Why are
they unicorns? Maybe they should send it to Lifetime, see how they take it.
Well, and to be fair, all of us were wondering what the hell they were thinking.
Perfect. Is she going to fall in love with him later? Lifetime.
Done.
Lifetime. It's like Shape of Water for Lifetime.
Listen, you edit it down a little bit, you could send it to Hallmark.
Oh, it's going to be great. They just edit out the scenes and change some of the language.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, it's perfect.
I was just thinking like a drama, intense, a Korean like drama where it's like, I'm in love with you, but we can't love because I'm your sister, but I have cancer, so I'm going to die.
It just
I'm also a swamp monster.
It takes on a Save the Christmas Tree theme they do every year to a whole new level.
I was gonna say, oh, dude, don't. I have to watch all of our movies with my mom every Christmas.
Oh my god. Your traditions are weird.
My game is now just guessing the plot because they're all the same. Like, I've never seen any of these shows, and I'm like, okay, I guarantee the baker is going to get with the woman, but she's secretly a bajillionaire because she's like the...
It's all going to work out! It's all going to work out!
Yeah. She's the heiress to like a cookie factory, and his cookies get noticed by the cookie factory.
I think it would be funny if like Swamp Thing, like in a, like a drama setting, like Swamp Thing was married to his wife, and his only disguise was a tie or something. Or like a...
He's got,
like
no, he's
a
got
button
glasses.
Up on a tie. Yeah.
He's got glasses.
Exactly. And then, you know, just like the button up and stuff like that, and he's just like... I have a secret to tell you. I'm actually a swamp thing. And she's like, I still love you.
Like she never noticed.
Yeah,
she doesn't notice until he takes off the tie.
Oh, yes.
Everyone of her friends knows. And they're like, oh, you mean your swamp monster? I mean husband?
Like, yeah, like everyone of her friends.
Okay, first of all, I will now refer to everyone's significant other as their swamp monster.
The swamp monster?
How's the swamp monster?
No, I watched that. That's a good premise where everybody else knows, but she doesn't. Yeah. She's just like a baby.
So, shallow how?
Like, she's like, how?
No, this is way better than Shallow.
Way better.
This is like Stepford Wives meets.
She saw his glasses, and then she's just like, "Oh my God, there's a human
creature!" She starts like screaming. And puts them back on.
And goes, "Oh God, did you see that horrible creature that was in the house?"
Why?
That was me. I just cleaned my glasses off. No, you're not that ugly.
But like, honey, sex, it brings. Oh.
Oh, it went from really wholesome
to just right.
When was it?
When we went from trying to save a Christmas tree to being raped by the Unity Bush.
Oh my God.
This is some serious trigger warnings, guys.
Talking about a skeleton bringing Christmas presents.
So I don't expect to see Swamp Thing in return. Although Krypton returned for sci-fi, and I'm still scratching my head as what the fuck that's all about.
Who keeps renewing the show? I don't
know.
Oh, Krypton.
I don't know. The funny thing about yeah, we need this. I think they just wanted to bring Lobo. They're trying to add, you know.
I've seen the pictures of Lobo. He looks like Lobo.
He does look like Lobo. What doesn't make sense? So, sci-fi renews Krypton, but they drop Deadly Class and Happy.
Deadly Class?
They dropped both of them.
Didn't Happy get picked up by Netflix?
Netflix has swooped in now and has picked up Happy.
Happy's actually fucking hilarious.
It is.
I was actually curious about Deadly Class.
I like Deadly Class. I like the comic, and the show isn't bad.
Can I borrow the comics?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, cool. Because like I saw that, and it's just like, okay, this kind of reminds me of Assassination Classroom, except they're not trying to kill
without a weird smiley face alien.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, that's
the comic is actually really, really enjoyable. I liked it a lot.
It's good.
It's weird.
It is so good, though. It's the reverse battle royale thing, because you assume that they're going to make the kids kill each other, but the teacher they must kill.
Yeah, they're trying to kill the teacher, yeah.
Yeah.
But he's a good teacher.
Yeah.
But then you've got, you know, Grant Morrison's Happy, which is just one, I mean.
Happy is fucking balls to the wall.
Oh, yeah.
That show, like, it starts up with him basically having a heart attack. And then he just hits himself on the chest and keeps going.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just like, what just happened? Is he dead? Like, what happened?
And you think it's just like one trip through hell with the unicorn. And, of course, Patton Oswalt voicing the unicorn.
It's really good. And, like, what's it? The guy who plays, I can't think of the character's name, but the cop. The ex-cop.
Yeah.
I mean, he was on Law & Order. And, like, seeing him go from his character on Law & Order to this is so jarring, because he is not the same character at all.
No, and he's just I've seen him do very good roles where he's like totally like straight laced and stiff, and then there's these roles where he's unhappy and he's just like a homeless person that you expect to eat your child.
He's definitely a crazy homeless person. No, like seriously, they're sitting in traffic and all of a sudden like they're sitting in traffic and he's like, this is bullshit, and he gets out of the car and he just starts pissing. And you're just like, what are you doing? He's like, I had to go. You're just like, are you drinking right now?
Yes, I am.
He's that uncle you don't like to talk about anymore.
No. So I don't know what sci-fi's thinking.
He left Law & Order to go be on True Blood.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. He was one of the high vampires, wasn't he?
And his character on True Blood, 2 episodes.
Yep.
Oh no. Did he go? He went back to Law & Order, though, didn't he?
No.
They kicked him off the show? They were just like, okay, bye.
They wrote the character out. They wrote the character out really hard, and it was like, it's what he wanted, because he was going to go switch gears and go be on True Blood.
It was in 2 episodes.
2 episodes.
Well,
usually studios tell you.
They sometimes. I mean, this is back when True Blood was actually like.
That was big.
No, this was bad. This was right around the time True Blood went off the deep end.
Didn't they introduce him before they did the jump the shark moment?
It was the same season. So he was on contract to show up, and like they were filming that season when they jumped the shark, but there's no way they could have known.
Cause, so it's that, because that's the same season that they bring the blood demon and all that crap to.
I love that you don't know what you're talking about. It's amazing.
Well, they would do it because they
see,
do.
I would believe them because I don't know enough about it to correct them.
Because it wasn't like the blood goddess or shit.
I know what you're going for, and no, it's, that was back when the show, and I can't, and yes, I'm going to say this, made sense.
Well, it did make sense. It was possible. I mean, but it's been so long since we watched it.
I've never actually watched the full show. I started watching it, and then I was like, I don't care about this.
It's good. It's good until it stops.
It's good until it stops. I've heard it's a good show.
And then the series finale happens, and I just wanted to punch walls.
Oh, why was that not on the...
No, it was. Yeah.
Which I can't believe how our bracket standings turned out.
To be fair, the ones that were still... I'm going to segue into our bracket.
I haven't started. I haven't started caring, so.
No, but some of them are stuck on the bracket. I was just like, how could you guys get rid of it? How did you vote this one up? Like, I don't know why Breaking Bad is getting so much hate.
Yeah, like, what is wrong with Breaking Bad over Battlestar Galactica?
I cannot believe it.
I might just, like, veto all the answers and just be like, no, Battlestar Galactica and True Blood. These are the worst endings.
Well, that's the thing is, like, some of them I don't understand. Why was that bad?
We had someone that was voting, and he made the comment of Buffy the Vampire Slayer ended with like the town in a crater, and I was like, well,
at least it was resolved.
It was resolved. It's not the best ending, but he was like comparing
it. True Blood basically said like, oh, we set it up, and we just never mind. Yes. All this stuff that went on the show doesn't matter.
Oh, so they blueballed.
Nobody is affected at all.
No, they didn't do that. Thank God.
But they might as well have.
It could have been.
I was going to say, I've seen some of those where it all of a sudden ends and it's like, oh, this is all virtual reality, or, you know, it was all a dream.
Oh, yeah, they didn't pull the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah. They did have a Doraemon.
It's all a classic rock song written into our DNA.
Well, I think that was in the
trailer. Wait, this is 2012?
So I'm just as surprised
There's
with our bracket
be
turnouts.
There's gotta be some way out of here.
Wow! So
you're
a thief? What do you mean?
Oh my God! To go with final episode, Joss Whedon is insisting that there is no cliffhanger for Angel's final episode. It is what it is, which I found endlessly amusing. Because I guess we're coming up on the 20th anniversary of its final episode. Mm-hmm. I can't believe that it's already been 20 years.
I was like, one of those where it just ended.
Yeah.
My freaking eyes thought that he had freaking frosted tips.
Oh, he does.
Yeah. Well, and it's...
Have you seen that show?
No, I have, but it's been like...
Feels like it's been forever.
Because I've seen it when I was like a kid, so that's why like, I don't remember very much of it. But I did watch it with my sisters and stuff.
Well, I mean, I liked the way it ended because they basically all just ride off into the sunset in this big fight with the demons. Angel's gonna go fight a dragon.
Yeah, I was gonna say. I vaguely remember a dragon.
Yes.
I didn't know if that was a fever dream or if I was.
No, it was Angel going, I got dibs on the dragon. I'm like. I want to see this fight. I know Angel.
You don't see the fight.
Is that what he calls his new love interest in that Bones show?
Yes.
Hey. She was cute.
Sure.
I don't remember the actress's name. It's something. It's Zooey Deschanel's sister. That's all I know.
Is that really?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I can't remember her.
I can't remember her name.
And Bones was a very strange ending.
Was a strange show.
I never really.
At least when it ended, it was kind of just like. Yeah, everybody just
kind of
left.
Like, okay. And goodbye.
Yeah.
So I guess they're trying to do a anniversary panel in New York Comic Con with all of the Angel cast. The only person that has not said that they will be on this panel is David Boreanaz.
Oh, wow.
He is the only one that has not agreed to be on this panel.
Okay, so they're just getting the cast of Angel. They're not going to get
Buffy people. Not from what I've heard.
I mean, they probably should at least get Sarah Michelle Gellar to show up.
I don't know if she would.
I don't know where she's at. I don't know where she's at in life.
I don't know either.
She's rad. She apparently said she would say yes to another Scooby-Doo movie. So
I'm not surprised.
That tells you anything about her character.
I think she's a She's a neat. Yeah. She's perfect to be a nerd culture actress.
Well, she showed up for the season finale of Big Bang Theory.
Yeah,
which was hilarious.
Why was she there? Just because they were like,
they ran into her on the airplane flight to the award ceremony, and Raj convinced her to go to it for the Pulitzer.
Oh, that's cool.
I just think it's cute that she wore
Freddie Prinze.
Yeah.
Well, and then I love the show that she did with Robin Williams, where they ran the marketing company.
Yeah, that
and
was a good show.
They were.
How'd you feel?
Yeah, but it's they're collaborating with Cobain. I'm actually really excited for that game.
Yeah, it looks interesting.
Holy crap! It's Vanessa.
What?
No.
You know her?
What's happening?
Yeah.
Oh, rad.
Yeah, she lives in Colorado. She's a like they she did some collaborations with the people who did Cobain and stuff like that, like at their booth. Like the official people
mm-hmm.
there,
oh, that's
yeah.
The sponsor.
Yeah, I'm so fucking happy for her.
Yay!
Well, while she's doing well, other things are closing its doors. Like Think Geek is done.
I'm actually kind of sad.
After 20 years,
they're just moving to GameStop, which was what the plan was the whole time.
Well,
GameStop already owned Think Geek.
Well,
so now they're just moving to their website.
Yeah, they're just moving to GameStop's website instead of having their own website. Excuse me.
That is a step backwards. I don't know how you shake it. It's always sounds like GameStop isn't doing well and ThinkGeek isn't. They're like, we need you here.
I think it's that they both weren't doing well.
We need you at the mothership.
If we're both together?
Well,
so there's a section on GameStop's website now that is just.
They quit doing well when a lot of their stuff went, the quality of their stuff went away.
Well, the only person from the business to say what is going on, and this is the only quote that they have got from them, they are engaging in a strategic business transformation initiative to build the GameStop of the future.
Somebody got a word of the day calendar business edition.
Oh, dear. You know what that means? It means we're just going to get more stores from GameStop that are just pop culture stores. It's going to be like the Think Geek stores, but GameStop.
Yeah, but it's going to be that cheap plastic
Final
oversized
figure.
Toy
all
version
pop
of all the stuff.
All pop figures.
I am actually kind of sad because like they did sever their contract with BioWare, and they had like some really cool jackets.
Yeah.
I mean, I bought
some good high quality stuff back in the day.
Oh yeah, because like I mean, with the three jackets, like I have a N7 parka, N7 hoodie, and a Garrus hoodie, and they knew.
Yeah.
To add pockets.
Yes!
For the women.
Yes!
Because you know how sad it is when you're just like, I'm going to put my hands in my pockets.
No, they don't know because they're men. They don't know.
But at least with Thinky, they know how to put pockets.
Yeah. Now, I remember I bought like their Techromancer hoodie where it was just the hoodie and it had lights inside of it. I mean, it broke eventually, but that's because it was raining and it was battery powered. So it was a good quality thing. But then it was just all pop figures and
Well, and it was everything got cheap.
Yeah.
And it didn't matter that it was expensive. It looked and felt cheap when you got out of the box. And then you'd see people at the conventions and you'd go, oh, you shop at ThinkGeek. Mm-hmm. And it just became very apparent. It's like that's not because at the end of the day, geek culture and Halloween culture have this in common, which is
seasonal?
That first of all,
Halloween's all year round.
First of all, homemade is always best.
It's true,
and because it's not just about how good you look; it's about seeing your skill set.
It's about effort.
And
I've always said that.
But also, if I can see that you just bought that at Target, if I can tell that came from Spirit Packs, that's exactly what it is. It's you. Not only is it cheap and but still costs a lot of money, but you can see where it came from and you can see the lack of effort.
Now, you know what? At least Spirit Packs, at least they spend a little extra money. It's the fucking inflatable ones that tick me off the most.
No, the inflatable ones are bullshit.
No, because it's like you didn't even put in the effort to try and get like something that's hard plastic. Just like, I got this out of the box and it's a balloon and I'm going to put it on the back.
The inflatable ones, like, why can't it needs to at least be a backpack if it's going to be, if it's going to be like that.
Yeah, like, at least I appreciate, like, your little backpack. I would appreciate that way more than somebody just like, I put a balloon on my back.
Well, that's my Ghostbuster Den Mother purse. Yeah, that's what I keep the snacks and the wet wipes in.
And I've never seen a single butt wipe from you.
No,
so I'm offended.
You've never asked for one.
You can't seen it.
They're in my pack right now. I will go and get my pack.
July 2nd will be.
We're just like, excuse you.
They're never flushable, even when they say they're flushable.
Yeah, don't okay. Never flush them. July 2nd will be the last day for the site to be up. They will be keeping their 40 physical retail locations in addition to. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they didn't make it out this far.
No, because they were going to try and expand across the country, but.
Well, they started in the wrong direction. Yeah.
Well, they're saying that at least GameStop will be able now to carry some of the online exclusive only items. I don't know if that's true.
Pac-Man hoodie that they used to have that said, I ain't afraid of no ghosts on the back because I wanted to buy one.
Yeah, that's
hilarious. Yeah, it was funny. And I was just like, that's a collaboration. Like, their hoodies and their t-shirts never lost their value to me. Like, they always had good hoodies and t-shirts. Everything else.
They're going to have to, like, if they're going to bring in the apparel side of it, they're going to have to retool those stores entirely.
Well, because all the GameStop stores, they don't have the shelving for it.
No.
They don't have the room for it because they're always in strip malls, and you just go in, and it's this, like, 2x2 store.
Mm-hmm.
The dude behind the counter or the girl behind the counter just looks like they want to die.
I mean,
you can ask Marcus.
Yeah.
He used to work there.
I used to work there.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, see?
Always.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You're just...
Like every minute that I had to spend inside that store, I'm just like...
Well, to be fair, that's every retail job.
Because you're going to think you know more than I
am. But I mean, like, granted, though, like, of all the stores that I've ever worked in, even Tradesmart and Clutch, which I've been working for since, like, for 2 years, and Tradesmart for, like, 2 years as well, I fucking hated the people that came into GameStop. Because every time, it's just like... Hey, so here's some games recommendations. You waste your fucking breath trying to advertise these games for them, and then they're just like, so do you want to go out sometime? No, okay, I guess I'm leaving. I'm like, get out of my store!
You sexist assholes, get out of her store!
That's how it always is, man. I watched that go down.
If you are that guy, please go away. Yeah, please stop.
You see me kind of like having the smile, like, really?
Yeah.
Really?
I was going to say, the girl would be on the counter was cute, but I'm not going to ask her out because she's just doing her fucking job.
Yeah, it's like asking the waitress out. You just don't
she
do it.
She's nice to you because she has to.
Yeah.
It's
not
yeah.
Because we want to. Yeah.
You mouth-breathing, smelly bastard.
Say, you smell like ass.
So I the one thing that I don't like is how inconsistent GameStops are. I just really that
children.
Is and it's cramped and it's
Fortnite.
Ugly. I just not happy in there.
GameStop.
I love Hocus Pocus. That was a great.
They sent me some cartridges from their retro line and they were all broken.
So. Wow. I'm not surprised.
Yeah, every single one of them, like the board was broken in half. Cool.
Thanks.
You know it doesn't run if the board inside the cartridge is broken, right?
Peckerheads.
Yeah, I remember that happened to my Pokemon Red. Mm-hmm. I was so
And they don't even replace the batteries in the Game Boy Color games.
No.
So the little battery inside is dead, so you can't even save on any of them, and they don't fix them.
Oh, that's what the issue was then. Yeah. I could run it just wouldn't save. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the battery's dead.
Oh.
Yeah.
You can fix it. It takes some soldering.
Some work.
I mean, I was a fetus, so I'm like, how the hell am I supposed to do that?
I had no idea.
That sounds like a Skillshare class you should host.
And I like the hoodies from ThinkGeek, but I don't want to pay extra for them to be in the stores now. I mean,
I
just...
Really
I'm like, they're already
pricey
as it is.
Yeah, they're already $50.
Yeah.
Dude, not even. Yeah, I spent like $60 on my N7 hoodie.
The last one I saw was $70.
Yeah, it's because you were buying something with pockets.
Well, crazy though, also embroidered into it, too, so there wasn't just... So I know for sure that shit's not going to
be. Ooh, look at you.
Well, it was from BioWare, and they had a contract with ThinkGeek, so their hoodies were really good.
ThinkGeek was actually getting money.
Yeah, so that was, they had great quality jackets, and yeah, it killed my wallet a little bit, but the jacket was really good.
Worth it?
Yeah, it was warm, it was thick material, there's pockets, there's like a little, I can't remember what they're called. They're like those metal circle things that you could put your headphones through. So, because they have like pockets in the inside where you can put your phone and stuff like. So they have a headphone jack thing that like, actually leaks out. So, it was conventional.
It was.
Yeah, it was conventional. It was what you wore to the convention.
So to compete with that,
the best ultimate convention.
I always hated like whenever they use vinyl though, because that shit peels off.
No, I hate the vinyl stuff. It's so cheap. Like don't.
Every
just
time,
don't.
I'm willing to pay extra if the shit's embroidered into the jacket.
It's true. So you have a chance to do that because Vans is competing with their Harry Potter collection.
Oh, their shoes are so great.
I saw that.
Love their shoes.
The shoes are awesome. I want the Slytherin shoe.
Of course you do.
Even though Dwight called me out and he's like, no, it's just Harry Potter Scott. I'm like, how fucking
Oh, how dare you?
The Ravenclaw ones are just blue and silver checkerboard. And I'm like, oh, he's right.
They are, aren't they?
What's wrong with that?
No, there's nothing wrong with that.
I thought it was great.
Just so funny.
I like how the Slytherin one has like
texture.
Like that nice snake texture.
Yeah, I know. The hoodies that twinsies. They're doing.
Smurfing and twinsies.
You can see twinsies. Yay! I looked at these and I am so on. I can't wait to go down to a van store and pick
I have
some
no
of it
Gryffindor
up.
Friends on Wizards Unite.
I have like,
no.
Oh, I don't have.
I have no Did, Gryffindor.
Have you taken your house on that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry. I have like a few friends who are Gryffindors, which is surprising. But most of the friends I that I have are Hufflepuffs.
No, you have take quiz.
Cannon fodder.
It's just
make goods.
Yeah, they make goods. You're
I
right.
do like the Marauders.
I will provide
too.
Protection for the big goods.
There you go.
Or the, I want the I'm Golden Snitch. No. Shoes, actually.
The Golden Snitch are pretty cool.
Yeah.
The Gryffindor, I think, are kind of cheesy
yeah.
looking.
You know, they kind of skipped out on the poor Gryffindor.
They did, didn't they?
Because at least like the Ravenclaw ones are a lot more simplified. Like it's just the house color.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
But you think that they would have gotten a little bit more elaborate for Gryffindor.
Poor Hufflepuff got skimmed too.
Yeah,
it just says Hufflepuff on the front.
Yeah, it just looks like a slipper.
Yeah, that's all it is. They're slip-on vans with like the Hufflepuff like, logo on them.
It's a slipper.
That's all it is. There's just that. Put a lot of work into Slytherins, and then Gryffindor has some work, but not fucking Hufflepuff. Slap the logo on it. We don't know.
Oh, it's. I'm sorry. It's the classic slip-on for Hufflepuff, not slipper. Classic slip-on.
What part of that looks like a slipper to you?
The whole thing?
Cinderella. I found your slipper.
There you go.
Need them.
The whole thing.
Need them.
But now they're going to be, they have hoodies coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want the Slytherin ones.
Slytherin for sure. Hoodies are coming. They've got a ton of stuff, and I cannot hardly wait. How is Wizards United, by the way? Because I haven't been able to. I'm probably the shoes are probably around 79 would be a guess. 69.
I wear kid sizes, so fuck you.
I fucking hate you.
Cheaper.
Yeah, you're looking at $40.
$40 is just still a lot for me to spend on shoes.
I'll get them in sixes if all I.
Oh, look at you.
Because mine's like 5.5.
Child size 4.5.
Mine's like a 5.
You guys worry.
Wait, hold on. Now I gotta look at my shoes,
because
the ones on my
Staff doesn't know what shoes
I should because, like, I asked someone, do you have any smaller?
So how's Wizards United?
Okay, so...
It's a size 4.
Towel's a size 4 foot.
It's not perfect.
Wait, is this a boy's shoe?
I would probably say so.
So what do you mean it's not perfect?
Is so just... a lot of stuff... So it's made by the same people who did Pokemon, which means that a lot of the stuff... You remember... You know how Pokemon has changed?
Oh, yeah.
It's evolved.
Yeah, well... Things that were true when the game launched
still caps you at 40, which sucks.
I'm sorry, what?
Nothing. Keep going.
Go on.
I'm nothing. I'm just. I'm.
Ooh,
I'm,
about to talk
getting,
shit. I'm.
He's bitching about getting capped
at 40.
That's how old you are.
Anyway, a lot of those things that they've changed and made Pokemon do now, they're starting with.
Sure.
But okay,
isn't
so
the same company, isn't it?
Yes. Okay. Yes, that's. The graphics are incredible, and that's actually a bad thing. Because...
It tears down that sweet battery life.
It tears down the battery life. My phone actually can't handle all the content. So, like, there's actually a thing on my thing that says you can't actually download the rest of the content for the game.
Are you serious?
I have no idea what I'm missing out on. I think all I'm missing out on is extra graphics. Which, again, it's like, okay, the graphics...
You can't choose that?
No.
No, you can choose it because okay. my phone can't handle it. Mm-hmm. And there's a thing in the settings that you can turn it off on.
But it's not like a PC. You can't, like, turn down the graphics.
Mm-hmm. I can't turn down the graphics. And the loading screens are killing me.
Yeah.
Because
I... 4 years to get in.
Yeah, well, they have to go through their graphics.
And that's the thing. I don't expect high-quality graphics usually on, like, a phone game like that.
Well, like, if my game is, here's a game that you play while you're out mm-hmm. walking around, and it's a game that I have to leave the house to play and get achievement points on, and so for all intents and purposes, it's a game I'm playing to go be outside and do something and give me a reason to be outside. Mm-hmm. I don't want high-end graphics
no.
that make me stare at my phone, or I have to wait for my loading screen, so I have to stop everything I'm doing and wait. And this, I'm not just talking about gym battles here, where you stop and you poke at your phone and do gym battles with your buddies for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm talking about just like a basic anything.
Yeah,
because
just like go and do something on the
because the loading screen is there's a couple things that infuriate me that I think they're going to realize are infuriating and hopefully will be changed. Like, so instead of Pokeballs, you have your spell casting energy. And if you run out of spell casting energy, you got to go to an inn and eat food and get more. But there's no way to know where your spell casting energy is unless you are A, in the store where you spend the real money, or fighting a battle using spell casting energy.
So you don't know until after you're in the fight.
That's
lame.
That is actually my biggest pet peeve, and there's no way that one's gonna go unanswered.
That's like the last Harry Potter game that got released, where it's like, oh yeah, you have to wait like 6 real world hours for this to recharge, and I'm like, so you expect me to just sit here and wait to play your game, or I have to pay $20 to have like 20 recharges?
I feel attacked.
And I'm just sitting here like,
no. So that one's got to be.
Well, at least you guys can play it, because it's saying it's not available in my country.
I know, that one, that makes me giggle so
hard.
Hysterical.
And I've gone to the page, I've gone to the game store for Sprint, I've gone through every feasible fucking thing I can think of, and I'm just like, all right, fine, fuck it, I don't need to play this game anyway.
You totally need to play this game.
I don't need to play this game.
I can't even imagine.
I'm just going to get angry. I don't know.
I think he's in South Africa.
On Pokemon Go, you can get all the mystery Pokemon from outside the country.
That doesn't even help right now, because I can't even get that. I'm still waiting for the Schmegma thing to show up so I can finish off the one of the challenges.
Okay, so that's actually something that I like about the Wizards things is you're not limited by what appears. You actually can pick and choose and do. And
okay.
It does, so instead of having those special things and then you have to wait and hope that they show up, this actually gives you options and a list of things that you can do.
Oh, that's awesome.
And so when something appears, it'll actually tell you what category that goes to. I was explaining that to you earlier.
All right.
Where when something appears, it'll be one of these categories. So you can actually pick and choose which category you want to play in. And once you get a feel for it, you'll know how much spell energy you have and how much spell energy it costs you, depending on what category you're picking and choosing on.
Oh, I like that.
So that's actually nice. If only there was a way that it would show you how much you have on the home on the map screen.
Right. Well, I'm sure they'll change the hood on it, I hope.
You would think so, but...
And it's very dark. Like, the graphics, kind of like the movies, are really dark. Mm-hmm. So when I'm outside, it's actually really hard to see anything.
Hmm.
Oh, see, that's probably something they'll fix.
Yeah.
But the nice thing is, if they're actively working on it, like they were for Pokemon Go for a while there, like, I think they're still making updates for Pokemon
Go. They are.
Which is nice. Like, I appreciate that. I haven't played in a long time, and I just picked it back up recently because I hate myself for some reason. Because everybody's playing Harry Potter. I'm like, I'm going to play Pokemon. It's one of those things that a lot of the things that I had problems with, they kind of fixed. So it's a gnome.
Isn't that an elf?
These graphics are really great, but why does my graphics need to be like this when I'm outside?
Yeah, I don't need high quality graphics.
This is just a waste of data. It'll kill your battery. It kills your, like, I went out for a walk, and what should have taken, when I'm playing Pokemon, I can be out for like an hour and a half with no external battery, starting with a half charge, and do my audiobooks, and do my Pokemon, and do my laps, and just get my spins in. And on this, half a lap around the park, and I'm dead.
Wow.
Do you have like a portable charger?
Yeah, but...
But you shouldn't have to carry that around.
You have to have it just to play this game.
Pokemon Go was that way. But they made the power saving mode on Pokemon Go. Is that in?
I have power saving mode on, and I made it half a lap around the park.
I would hate that so much.
So honestly, it's quite frankly the biggest problem with this is it's just a little too fancy for a phone game.
All right, so they're trying too hard.
I think they're trying too hard. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, because I don't need you know, 60 frames per second on my phone.
No, I'm getting my phone is yelling at me right now saying I'm already out of storage for my entire phone now.
So yeah, there's the other side of it.
Yeah, see, I bet it's really high in download.
Can you imagine? Oh my God, the data usage.
Oh, I don't even want to think about it.
Yeah.
Because Pokemon Go ate up my data.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that. Like, and people are like, why don't you get unlimited data? It's like Verizon doesn't offer that.
Well, I mean, first of all...
it's not an option for me.
Don't make my bill choices for me. That's don't be that guy.
To play Pokemon.
Like, don't be that guy.
Moving along to movies, a trailer that I had actually been looking forward to finally landed. We had it up on the page. It's Doctor Sleep, the sequel to The Shining.
Yeah, and what I appreciate is that the trailer they show a lot of the nostalgic shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, you gotta let people know this is a sequel to Shining because nobody's read the book.
Nope, no one. I mean,
you
I
read?
Even,
oh my God!
Yeah,
I like that book.
It's been so long since I have read that book. I couldn't even tell you about
it. Just as weird as the Shining.
Shining
book.
Yeah, because I probably blocked a lot of it out. But
and what I like is they're pulling stuff from the Shining book. Because they mentioned things that were definitely not mentioned in the Kubrick film,
mm-hmm.
and they're also pulling from the Kubrick film where it's like, oh yeah, that you see the iconic carpeting, and they make the
twins
soundtrack, the womp womp, like that kind of shit.
Yep, and the twins are there, and the hallway, and I mean they added the right elements. I like Ewan McGregor. Ewan, I said his name right.
Ewan.
Ewan.
Ewan, like a female sheep. Made masculine. Ewan.
Ewan McGregor. Ewan McGregor.
Devin called me out. She's like, are you saying it like Smurf does? And I was like, I can't.
Oh, no.
I can't stop.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
You infected your brain.
It's in there. It's
like,
in
yeah,
there.
McGregor. And she's like, who?
It's in there.
Yeah.
It's in there. So him,
now I can't even think of the right way.
Him playing the lead role of the kid from The Shining, and that they're exploring that there's more like him.
Well, yeah, I mean they do that in the. See, that's okay. Here's the thing that The Shining miniseries got right that the Kubrick films didn't. They actually mentioned that
because
they talk about that a lot more. I mean, in the Stanley Kubrick film, you get the black guy. Who like might have it, but you don't know that.
They insinuate, but they never confirm it.
So if you go watch the miniseries, it's a much more faithful adaptation where they actually talk about, oh yeah, there might be like hundreds of thousands of people who have this gift, whether it's a gift or not.
You know, yeah, more of a curse.
Sleep, and it's not.
Yeah,
it's awful. It's fucking awful.
It is.
It will ruin your life.
Awful. The other thing that made me scratch my head about, and speaking of Stephen King, they're doing another Stand.
Stephen Lee Kubrick.
They're doing the Stand again on CBS All Access, which I'm kind of.
Did anybody like the Stand?
I like the book. The book is fucked up.
I just want somebody to re-release Maximum Overdrive.
That movie is fucking hilarious. Emilio Estevez is great in that film. Love that.
The Stand
again.
Why?
I don't know. And on All Access.
Something? Yeah, great. Now I'm gonna have to pay for All Access again because I stopped because I was like, there's nothing worth watching on here except for Star Trek.
Yeah, they got nothing else. So you're like, So I'm waiting. I know they've named some actors that are coming onto it. I'm waiting for them to actually give us a full lineup and when they're going to be filming before I get into that.
Don't watch Dr. Sleep. Don't watch The Stand.
Yeah, Dr. Sleep.
We don't need them perpetuating that.
No.
The Stand.
No. Actually, you know what? Good. If they actually did The Stand right and they broke it up into three different films.
I don't even like that book to begin with.
No.
I don't.
All right.
I don't like The Stand. There's a lot of other Stephen King things we can do.
It's true.
Let's get another Christine. Fuck it. If we're going to remake movies, remake Christine.
Christine would be a good choice.
It's really not that hard to do. You make it creepy. You make the car a little rapey. Like,
oh, God.
That car was weird.
That car was weird.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Holy underwear.
Just wait until Disney is about to release another Cars and release Christine.
Oh, my God.
Like they did with Child's Play and Toy Story. Just keep releasing horror movies that are kind of like the Disney movies.
Have any of you guys seen Chucky, Child's Play?
It's not bad.
Really?
It's actually...
Mark Hamill voice in Chucky just still bothers the shit out of me. It's just like Joker.
The doll looks stupid.
That's what I was talking about. The doll looks freaking stupid.
He looks dumb. But the movie is actually pretty creepy. Mark Hamill as the voice is actually really good.
Is it Joker?
No, it's a mix of Joker and his normal voice. So it's very straight. He just sounds
okay.
Like,
oh, which is Mark exactly Hamill. What Chuck.
So he's
Chuck
so he's
like.
Basically like out of the Flash because
He's kind of it's the more the trickster voice, more okay. Of the trickster voice,
which makes sense.
He doesn't do that, but it gets there.
Can you imitate the kitty throat noise?
No.
It's wah, wah, wah. It's much more gargly. poor thing. You did ran. You hauled ass.
If you're gonna go watch it, have a drink or two before.
I don't think I can see that. I don't want to see it sober. And I want to see it because Aubrey Plaza is in it.
She is one of the best parts of that movie.
She is.
She's great and she's hot.
She is hot and she is weird as hell. She was on Stephen Colbert.
I remember when she was like talking about, what are you doing with your legs and your hands? It's called dancing. Your entire childhood makes sense. Yeah.
She's so weird.
Oh, she's super weird, but she plays a very like normal suburban mom.
That doesn't make sense.
That's why it's perfect. It works so well.
Because that's not her.
I think of her role in Parks and Rec and in Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah.
It's
just extremely bitchy.
But she had those jobs at like the same time.
They were the same.
She started those jobs like right at the same time.
That's funny.
But then she just got typecast. She was talking about that on Hot Ones where she gets typecast as like the deadpan person. She's like, but I have range, damn it.
She did some weird dark comedy where she's in a convent running around killing people.
Oh, yeah, that one's also weird.
That one, I watched that. It's on Netflix.
She's better in Child's Play.
Yeah, much better.
She actually makes sense in this movie.
That's weird. That's scary itself. Yeah.
But it's funny.
Very expressionless, that's why.
Mm-hmm. No, she does the good mom, I'm going to kill you stare, kind of.
Like the Asian mom stare?
A little bit.
Oh. Mm.
But it's more like Asian, moms. No, like Asian child, like.
Like the Ringu.
Yeah.
Ringu.
Oh,
okay. Scary. Okay. Also, while we were away, Love, Death, and Robots got renewed for season 2 at Netflix.
No. Did you know that Hayako vs. Sadako, which is the girl from the ring versus the girl from the ring versus the girl from the Grudge?
Aren't they the same person?
Is it good?
I've seen it.
Is it good?
It's okay.
Because I kind of want to watch it for the shits and giggles.
It's bad.
It's really that bad.
Yeah. Which one?
So they wanted to do a Freddy versus Jason kind of thing in Japan. So they used the girl from the ring and the girl from the Grudge.
Aren't they the same?
No.
Oh, I thought they were
this. Child and the other one just fell.
No, I thought the one that came out of the web and the one that does all of the out of the well and the one that does the back.
I think the actress might be the same, but I don't remember.
I don't know.
I thought they were, but okay. Anyway.
Yeah.
But it's bad. Don't watch it.
I'm going to watch it just for the shits and giggles.
All right. You have fun.
I just know it's going to be bad, so I'm
it's going to be amazing.
Love, Death, and Robots.
Love, Death, and Robots. Season 2 got announced, so I'm fine because...
I want them not to continue any of the other ones. I want them to leave everything from the first season, and I just want new stories.
That's fair. That's valid.
That's all I want.
Yeah. They haven't said if they are going to continue any of the episodes.
If they do anything else, then that's bullshit, and they deserve to go the way of Marvel Netflix.
They're standalone shit. It should be, standalone stuff.
I don't think anything was wrong with the first season at all. There's nothing that I could say, you know what, that sucked. No, each one was really
fucking
weird but worked.
Good?
Yeah.
But his point is that just do that again.
Yeah, don't fuck with it.
Ones. Yeah, just do
new ideas.
Do a different issue of pulp short stories.
Yeah, because I like that. It's like ABCs of Death 1 and 2. Where it's just random bullshit, and it's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Little shorts, little short stories, and I don't know.
We need to reinvest in the short story in our culture. We've gotten really into the series, and the keep it going until we run out of money.
Dead.
Well, it's because binge watching. Binge watching is great.
I feel like binge watching is the new novel reading.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And it's when we get into season 15.
Looking at you, Supernatural.
And book 26.
It's time to stop.
Yeah, Jim Butcher.
And it's like
J.K. Rowling needs to be stopped.
She needs to stop.
She needs to be stopped, and we need to silence her Twitter. And not everyone's gay, J.K. Rowling.
Yeah, and it depends on what day of the week they are in her mind. She goes back and forth.
Does she have like a dartboard?
No, she really like.
I don't think she knows.
Back and forth on the whole thing because she gets backlash from one side and then backlash from another, and she doesn't know how to handle that.
Yeah, so she just keeps and it's like
no, it's okay.
She needs to stop. And it's like, okay, so if we need to re-embrace the short story.
Yes.
And there's no reason not to do that in film. There's absolutely no reason.
And there's nothing wrong with a one-off. You can have a one thing.
No, not anymore. Everyone wants more of it.
Yeah.
No, he's right. He's right.
I agree.
There's nothing wrong with doing it once and then have that wanting. Like, that's how things work.
Wanting is fine. I am for the wanting. Always leave them wanting more instead of going, why did you end it like that?
Because they're
got to end somewhere.
Well, not that ending. I'm talking about the bad ending.
The finale flop.
The jumping the shark.
It's like Firefly. Firefly was great. It got canceled too soon.
It did.
But then it kind of got an ending with Serenity.
They wrapped it up.
That's very unique. Not everybody gets that ending.
Exactly. And that's why it's hard for me to go, I'm fucking watching Supernatural. I'm trying to get through this most recent season that's on Netflix.
You have weird goals.
I know. But I've watched it from the beginning.
Yeah, I know.
And now I'm invested and I can't stop.
So you're going to trooper through.
I'm going to sit through it.
All right.
As much alcohol as it takes me. I got
a
24-pack of Coors at home that's just waiting to be finished.
Like Labyrinth from the 80s, from 1985. Labyrinth was a great one-off. There's no context for Labyrinth. It just appears and there's no sequel. Do you know how many sequels?
You always dick real quick and then you just
you know up. How many sequels they could have done if
how many prequels?
I'm surprised they haven't tried.
They have. They're still doing it, and it makes me mad because after there's a time limit. After 3 years, you're done. Yeah. I don't care. I don't care if it was a great idea. You've had your time. You missed your window, and it's over.
5 years later, it's getting rough for Ghostbusters.
It's getting rough for Ghostbusters.
That's a revamp, and that's you're absolutely right.
And we'll see what they do with Dark Crystal.
I'm not.
Did you guys see that Nintendo Switch game?
Yeah.
Looks like a mobile game.
Yeah.
It's just, Dark Crystal is one of those weird ones where they had lots of ideas that they tried to condense down. So I'm kind of wanting more of an expansion because I've read some of the comics and there's more there.
Here's the thing is what that is it's a world. They built a world and they're doing exactly what they're doing with the Love and Robots thing, which is they're doing shorts that are independent stories in the same world.
Is that what's happening?
I really freaking hope so.
I don't think so.
Because
it's a full story.
Because anything else makes no sense.
It's a prequel to it's the lead into the Dark Crystal.
I don't think so. I think
like
it's a
Star Wars. It's something I want. I'd like little short stories that just kind of build the world around the big thing.
Yeah, you can lead into things that have happened without it being a prequel. Yeah.
You can even bring in cameos. I don't care. I want.
But why is C-3PO there? I don't get that.
Yeah.
See, why do you have a red arm? Oh, that's a story I'll have to tell you.
No, I've read the comic of how he gets the red arm. It's very sad. Another droid dies saving him, and he takes the arm and, remembrance because he lost his own arm. And he's like, it's okay, friend. I'll get you to the finish line. And you're like,
Yeah. It's a little tearjerker.
Like
disgusting crying.
But no, it's nobody wants that. They want, I want like a full series.
Yeah.
And 25 sequels.
Speaking of a full series, they've also announced season 3 of Castlevania.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, because I'm still waiting for them to finish anything.
I'm waiting for like a story. I really am.
No, we're just going to keep resetting.
Yes.
Yes. And
they keep doing the Batman prequel lead-in.
To nothing.
And it's just like, yeah, we get it. She married a vampire. She was human. they killed her. He's mad. I get it. Now, can we get on with it?
We have to understand why. He made the castle fly, and nobody knows why.
Nobody knows why.
How did he do that?
It's a good question.
They never explain how we got the castle afloat.
We just
it's just evil.
It was just a lot of rage.
Wait, what if he's
he was really pissed off.
You know what? I've been really mad about things. I've never made a castle float.
You're not mad enough.
I'm really not. I need to have my wife burned by the church.
Your cape isn't as impending as his.
I can't imagine like, being irritated and then like, you're floating.
Doctor Strange can make buildings float because he's got the impending cape.
So what you're saying is I just need to go get a really dope cloak and then I'm good.
Okay, first of all, I already picture you wandering around your house in a dope cape. When you're not hanging out with normal people,
you do. I'm gonna come home and like wearing a cape and.
Oh my god, Devin's gonna be like, "What the hell are you doing?"
I'm trying to make the apartment complex float tomorrow, so I need you to kill my firstborn son.
First of all,
you. I absolutely know this conversation happens.
I can just see the look on her face now too.
Because I did walk in wearing my proton pack, and she wasn't expecting it. Because I was just bringing it home, and I walk in wearing the pack. She's like, "Where were you today?"
Well, what else are you supposed to do?
Ghostbusting?
With it? Carry it?
She thought it was already in the apartment. She's like, "Why do you have this?" And I'm like, "I took it to work today."
I don't know.
I got a call, obviously.
Didn't you get the notification?
Did you not get the call? Clearly, you're off duty. Like,
I sent an email about it.
Speaking about weird things showing up, and I don't know how I missed this, but a guy showed up in a full Batman costume to help police in an armed standoff.
I feel like we talked about this.
When? Did we? This?
No.
I feel like I've drunkenly talked about this several times.
Because
no, this like happened yesterday.
No, it's a new one?
Oh.
I don't know, but
I don't feel, okay.
Where he showed up. And he's like, "How can I help?" And they're like, "Why the fuck are you here?"
You can.
The real question is, did he help?
It happened in British Columbia, Canada. Oh. So it's just really weird.
Him to fuck off, because he was gonna get shot.
Yeah, well, you're like, isn't there a man with a butterfly net looking for you? Like,
I just want to see how you sell that to the police as you show. Aha! I'm here to help, citizen.
No, that's exactly what he did. There's a picture of him standing next. Yes. To the cop. Hands on hips.
I got it here.
I just think it'd be funnier if that was the negotiator.
When cosplay goes seriously wrong, you're like, "What the fuck is this
guy
doing?"
Okay, so if you were like an actual law enforcement negotiator guy, that was your regular job, and it was your off day. And you were at like children's hospital, like doing the thing, and you got the call, and you're like, "I have to go.
I don't have time to change.
There's no time to change.
No time to change."
Okay, that's something I want to happen in real life. That guy's just annoying.
I applaud his bravery.
I think this just sums up DC fans in a whole new light.
I just see this ending really badly, where they take his cape, pull it over his head, and just go to town on him.
Tom would be like, if a bullet gets my car, you know how much that's going to cost?
Yeah,
no.
No.
He wouldn't show up.
He's going to be like, "No, man.
He's smarter than that."
Well, he's yeah.
Also, real Batman would know not to just show up and ask the police.
No.
Real Batman would have already been in the window.
You would have seen the gunman come flying out the window, just like, "There you go."
If he was actually Batman, he wouldn't have even asked. He would have just been in the house already.
So what do you think this guy's thinking? He shows up, then goes home pissed. "You didn't even want my help."
I think he's thinking that the medication hasn't been working.
I read the article. He was just driving by, saw a bunch of police, stopped, and got out.
Oh, so good Lord.
So he drove by. He didn't plan for this.
Oh.
He just happened to be there, and he's just like...
In the cape. See, he was already practicing his impending cape.
That's full...
He said, "How can I help? Do you need me to make the building float?"
Yeah. I think it looks... It looks almost like full Val Kilmer.
It's a good looking suit.
It's a hell of a suit. It's not Michael Keaton worthy, but it looks...
Apparently he's building the car, is what I read.
Oh, good God.
Later with like some...
I'm suing the police for
from keeping me safe.
Well, no, for
keeping me from being an idiot.
For excessive force, and now I'm going to use that money to build my car kit.
God,
fucking loony.
In comic book news, to go along with our Batman, Joe Madureira will not be drawing Battle Chasers 10 through 12. Which will be published for the anthology. This is part of the Kickstarter from Battle Chasers Night War.
Oh, is that what this is from?
Yeah, so okay. They were supposed to... They hit their stretch goal, and Joe Mad was supposed to do to finish the story. Because in the comics, never ended. Wow. We have no idea what happened. So we never got... Yeah.
They're just talking about that.
And this is the early aughts.
Yeah.
That this really? Ended.
He's trying to bring it back?
Mm-hmm. Well, he's going to try and continue.
You had your window. You got to just let it go.
But this was part of the stretch goal for the Kickstarter. So everybody
go,
obviously
man.
Wants...
And he just pulled out?
Yeah, everybody wants.
Well, he's
wants
not doing it. It will get
but
done.
Look how that's ending.
Yeah, that's true. They will... they wanted to give it to the fans. Joe Mad is completely dedicated to it. And unfortunately, someone else will be doing the art. I guess. I mean, the only reason I really was in that series to begin with is because of his art. I did like the characters. So
I can't help you. I like the guy's art, but I don't know that series well enough to be upset. I'm so sorry I'm not in it with you.
Nobody's going to be in it with me. I mean, the series is so old at this point.
Didn't they try that?
They did.
Yeah.
Didn't they try that? And I just wanted to cry.
Yeah.
It's like when they tried to bring back G.I. Joe.
Aww. Poor Sam Tatum.
Also.
He saw the poster and he died.
He died.
I hate that. The second movie I was working at, I'm sorry to bring this up, but I have a full rage and I'm
going
to make a
house. You're going to make a
house vote? He's the main
oh
point.
Oh my God,
of,
it's moving.
Yeah, the second movie, he's the main point of the poster. He's like the main character. He gets killed off for the first 10 minutes of the movie. And his name is on the poster. Channing Tatum.
Dead.
He went out in a blaze of glory when they blew up the
Janet Leigh thing.
That's the same thing with the second Kingsman. They're like, he's Channing Tatum. It's gonna be Channing Tatum's part of this movie.
Wait, he dies in that too?
No, he gets frozen.
They popsicle his ass.
They put him on ice like 30 minutes into the movie.
So he's the new Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
Kinda.
Channing Tatum's just there to sell seats. He doesn't even care.
He doesn't care. He thought it was funny that he died 10 minutes in. He was all like, "If they could do that all
that
the time,
more upset."
Yeah, he was like, "Yeah, I think
it's
funny."
On the poster, he got paid like $10 million to do that movie,
and he's not even as cool like Keanu Reeves.
No.
You know, which is funny because Keanu Reeves has been approached to do every single Marvel, every single Marvel movie.
Cyberpunk 2077.
I don't.
That's why everybody's talking about him again.
Yeah. Well, he's everywhere.
He's got the new John Wick movie. He's in the new Toy Story movie. He's in the new video game. Like he's
in some Netflix movie.
Yeah.
Kelly Wu.
Yes.
Yeah.
Everything is being released like all of a sudden. Yeah. So like everyone's talking
about. And they're talking about Bill and Ted again because we're getting the third
Bill and Ted now. 3 is happening.
Yeah, Face the Music.
Which is actually a really good premise.
Clearly, one of those guys moisturized and the other did not.
Whoa. I was going to say, I saw the other guy who's not Keanu
Reeves.
The poor man. Like, clearly, he did not get the same stardom that
he thought that vampire blood was just going to see him through.
Mm-hmm.
Keanu's vampire blood?
No,
he's in Lost Boys.
Oh, he is in Lost Boys.
He's the one that they spike first.
Yeah,
he's in the one that get in the den and they like
with the rat tail.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
And he's just
But it wasn't like, you know, a few of the other people who quit acting young. He went off to be like a teacher or something.
Yeah.
No, he's a producer.
Oh, is he a producer?
He didn't leave film. He just left
the front of the.
Yeah, he stayed in Hollywood.
He did. He's held on. So them doing that, but Keanu Reeves. But Keanu Reeves, the funny thing is, and everyone's like, well, he should be in a Marvel. We hate to break this to you, but Marvel's approached him for every single Marvel film, and he has declined.
Hey, do you want to know?
I kind of like that about him because he's not so commercial.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't care. He just does the things he wants to do.
Right.
And I'm kind of excited to see
And I appreciate that. I think, you know, as a creative person who gets, you know, if you're a professional creative and you're not doing things, if you're doing things to make money and to make a lot of money and to make more money and to pay bills. Hey man, I gotta pay my bills. Okay, chill. it's like
poor Ernie.
I'm not. Okay, first of all, I have no idea what you're referencing.
Yeah, he's the Black Ghostbuster.
I know who Ernie Hudson is. I just don't understand why that
he's
is
in a lot of things that are really he was in Dragon Ball Evolution, but we're not going to talk
about it. Oh, that's right, he was.
Master Sifu.
Pretend that doesn't exist.
Well, I mean, like, look, yes, there's paying dues and whatnot, but once you get to a point, and if you're not doing things because they bring you joy and you hope they bring other people joy, mm-hmm. please stop being a professional creative.
Yeah.
Go be a producer. Yeah, go be on the other side of the screen.
I was going to say, he's just... Keanu Reeves has been in a lot of things that are really good, and I've never seen him in anything that I've not liked.
Yeah, I don't... Well, I've seen him in things that I'm like, that's not for me, but it's not something that I go, oh!
Yeah.
I mean, even that film... What's the one with Jack Nicholson and Diane Keaton?
Oh, shit.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Oh, no.
I can't think of the name of it all of a sudden.
But he just kind of shows
it's
up.
Something's got to give.
Something's got to give. Something's got to give. No, but he's like the love interest for Diane Keaton, and he plays this like really like cool, mellow doctor.
But he's okay with making fun of himself.
He is.
Well, that's how he is in this rom-com with what's-her-name.
With Kelly Wu.
Yeah, because he's like her boyfriend in that, or like her quick date. And he's like, hey, babe, I missed you so much. And like,
oh, I saw the trailer for that. Yes.
Oh, yeah. It's so fucking weird. It's like, what the fuck?
Because the other guy, the husband is the actor from Fresh Off the Boat.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I can't think of his name.
Yeah, he's like the fiance, and then they break up or something. I don't know.
Yeah, so he's sitting there feeling just like all insecure as Keanu comes in and just works the room.
He's her ex-boyfriend.
Oh, okay.
Who's like in high school, who just met her again because she just got dumped, and he's like, I got a chance.
The smiley guy?
Yeah.
I like that. That guy is awesome.
I love him.
He's hilarious.
He's funny.
Perfect. And, no, and it's a really good scene.
It's so awkward, and it's so over the top.
Louis Huang.
Yeah.
He's so smiley.
Randall Park, that's his name. Every time I think of Randall Park, I think about how he made a freaking drama with some other people at IKEA and didn't get caught for a while.
See, that's awesome.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
He's a good actor. I like Keanu Reeves. I'd like to see him in a Marvel movie, but
I don't know who he'd play.
You know what? He should probably like go save DC.
It's Keanu Reeves.
It's Keanu Reeves.
Who would he be? No, he's Batman.
Oh, he would be such a better Batman.
I wouldn't want to do that to him.
Yeah, Superman.
No, he's not. He's
nope,
you know what? He'd make a
I'd rather see poor Nicolas Cage finally get his shot at Superman at this point.
He should definitely be a villain.
I want him back as Ghost Rider, though.
Yeah, I want him back as Ghost Rider as well.
I liked him as Ghost Rider.
It did work.
I know it's an unpopular opinion, but him as Blaze is actually really funny.
It works well, actually, for the Blaze character, in my opinion. I don't know who Keanu Reeves would play. It'd have to
be
a
villain.
It has to be.
He would make...
Or just an agent of S.H.I.E.L.D., but that's boring.
That's boring.
No, that'd be hilarious.
Yeah, he's just a side cameo.
He's Coulson's replacement.
And they're like, Coulson who?
Yeah. He's so dreamy.
Aww.
Coulson,
yeah, he's breathtaking.
Sad panda.
Aww. Coulson's fine.
Yeah, he's alive. They just
sort of.
Well, he's in the TV show, so.
Well, kinda.
Is he off the TV show?
No, he's in the TV. It's weird what they're doing this season with him. Coulson technically is dead, but he's there.
Is
he a ghost?
He's a Coulson from another dimension.
Is he the Ghost Rider?
Of course. They pull that shit.
He's a Coulson from the... He's not the Ghost Rider. Which I thought it would have been, too.
He's from
that
would have
made sense.
Timelines.
But no, he's from a different dimension.
Of course they pull
another Earth. They've opened that...
Yeah. Like, of course they would pull some shit like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, they opened up that door, and now it's never going to close.
They're like, well, Spider-Man Far From Home's doing it.
Yeah.
Probably, even though Mysterio's just a liar.
Mysterio is a liar.
Yeah. Mysterio is a liar. We'll see what Mysterio does.
I want him to be like a D-list Marvel. I want him to be Moon Knight.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck no. I hate Moon Knight.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah. I'm in.
No. Moon Knight is the worst character.
That's why it would be funny.
I'd rather see him as Nomad or somebody. Night Thrasher. Give him a fucking skateboard to go.
Dr. Saxophone. He's a villain.
He'd be an easy Nightwing. I'm just saying.
You know what? He could do Nightwing.
He'd
I could see him
do
Nightwing.
He'd do Nightwing.
Nightwing would be cool.
Nightwing?
Yeah.
Like from Batman?
Yeah.
I know what I'm talking. I'm still on the DC. He's going to save DC, man.
I want him as Moon Knight.
That's such a... I hate
Ship
Moon
it.
Knight's such a horrible...
Keanu Reeves for Moon Knight.
No, it's such a bad idea.
Is your phone going off during the podcast?
Oh my God, yeah. That's so unprofessional.
My phone's never gone off during the podcast.
I sure. put mine on
silent. Nobody called me, but that's not the point.
My cat's gone off during the podcast, but that's as close as...
Speaking of Spider-Man and Marvel, J.J. Abrams did kind of like a big fuck you to everybody. They had this countdown going on over the week. Where each day there was, you know, new number in webs.
And they kept talking about J.J. Abrams and Spider-Man was involved.
Yes, because everyone saw the web for the number countdown and all that.
On, like, the fourth day, nobody actually knew there was a countdown until day four.
Yeah.
And they saw the four, and they're like, oh, he's going to be adapting the new Spider-Man and the Sam Raimi movie we never got. No.
No.
That was just a countdown to the fact that J.J. Abrams is going to... It's with his son, right?
J.J. Abrams and Henry Abrams are going to be doing Spider-Man number one, or Spider-Man, out-of-continuity comic book that will be coming out.
So everybody got excited. They're like, it's a Fantastic Four crossover. Yeah. Oh, it's going to be that. Nope. No, it was just J.J. Abrams is going to write a comic. Like,
yep.
Why does Mary Jane look like she's about to fall off?
Like,
yeah, she, it's like she's on his knee, but
like,
not.
You're like supposed to be on the ground or something. I don't know.
No, they're like, it looks like they're,
looks like they're swinging off of a something.
Like, bitch, if you aren't going to hold on, like, you're going to fall off.
Comic book covers never
It's
going to
be like a Gwen Stacy thing all over again with your fucking snapped ass neck.
Hey. Mm-hmm. She go bop.
Like, there's a comic where Spider-Man saves his phone. And somebody was like, oh, you can save your cell phone, but not Gwen Stacy's neck.
Mm-hmm. Bitch. So the whole thing with all of the fans, there were so many like theories and everyone. I even threw mine out there about Tobey Maguire being the Spider-Man from Mysterio's. I totally just fed into it. I'm just like, I just stirred it.
You know what? Actually, Tom Holland, since we're on the topic of Spider-Man, Tom Holland actually said in an interview, like, he's like, oh, I'd love to have Garfield and McGuire come in and do a movie with me. He's like, but I can't exactly walk into Kevin Feige's office and be like, hey, we're doing this. Like, yeah. He can't do that.
He wants a Spider-Verse live action, which would be fun.
I would love that.
I don't know if I don't know. Is Toby Spider-Man worthy?
It doesn't matter. He's going to be Peter B. Parker. He's going to be old. He's going to be fat. He's going to be like,
pissed off.
Shape. Yeah.
Because Andrew Garfield's still doing well.
I remember when I was happy like you, but you know, pizza time doesn't always last, does it?
Wow.
We need this. That was awesome.
I need Tobey Maguire back.
Things are weird in the Spider-Man.
I don't know if I want to. I don't want Tobey Maguire back.
I need
the
live-action Spider-Verse movie.
All right.
And then I would just want cartoon Miles Morales to show up.
And I have to admit, you were right on the Peter Porker thing.
Ah!
You're right.
Wait, really, who else was right?
Wait, were you in on this too? He said it first. She did side with him.
I know.
You two were right.
Mm.
You were right. Mm. You were right.
I'm
admitting it. I'm admitting it to the thousands of fans. You were both right.
I was just enjoying the fact that I knew more about the comic than he did.
Yeah.
And I've never read. You got your comeuppance.
Did you go through your old comics?
Yes, I did.
He got so much hate mail.
Damn it, Smurf.
Like, no, I'm actually Peter Porker number one.
If you don't know your shit,
I have people asking me to make appearances on their podcast to talk about comics, and I can't get that one right.
Yeah,
I was
exactly.
Just like, well.
Everybody's like, oh,
Smurf.
Apparently.
He doesn't know fucking Peter Porker's origin,
yep.
Even though they said it like three times in the movie.
You were right.
He was eating hot dogs.
You were right.
Questioned it.
You were absolutely right.
I questioned
right.
Everything.
But it's because he was a spider.
Because he was a spider. Yeah. That's right.
It's not cannibalism.
There you go. In video game news, E3 happened. We'll wrap this up with real quickly. Final Fantasy VII. We talked about Keanu Reeves has got a game.
He's in a game.
Yeah, it's like Norman Reedus with the Norman.
Yeah, we don't. We still haven't seen that game. We haven't seen.
Sony didn't show up.
Yeah.
I think what it was is that Death Stranding is supposed to come out in like sometime November. Last of Us got pushed back because they really want to push Death Stranding out.
Oh, so they have no games to show, is what they're
pretty
saying.
Much. Nintendo, let's face it, Sony can do whatever the fuck they want. Nintendo came, they delivered, they redeemed themselves.
You guys want Banjo? Well, we got fucking Banjo. Oh, you want new Luigi's Mansion? We got that shit.
Yep.
You want Pokemon, but the bigger? Yeah, we got that.
I mean, do you want some Dragon Quest characters in the Smash game? All right.
Yep.
Nobody cared about Dragon Quest characters.
No, but I feel like they're just like taking like requests. Like, hey, can I have
just the request line?
Yeah, it's like, hey, can I get Joker from Persona 5 in this game? They're like, yeah, right.
Well, I love that they trolled everyone at the beginning with
Lost,
Super Smash Brothers again.
Oh yeah, where they're like, ha, guess what? It's the Dragon Quest character. It's not the one you wanted. And then the next one, they're like, oh, the Duck Hunt dog is making fun of you because you thought it was Banjo, and then it really was.
It was.
Banjo-Kazooie.
I didn't really see the entirety of the Final Fantasy VII. Are they still making it episodic?
Yes. And they made Tifa's boobs smaller.
I mean, it's more proportionate.
No!
Her
boobs are still big.
She's right. They're not smaller. The graphics are just better.
Yeah.
This is true. They're not. They don't look like Lara Croft boobs with points.
Yeah, it was like literally like Lara Croft tits.
Yeah. But to be fair, apparently, like some executives over at like Square Enix who were like the ethics department is what they're called.
Uh-huh.
They were actually like, no, you have to make them smaller.
Well, they did the same. They did the same thing with Tomb Raider.
Just not, yeah. It was like Mortal Kombat women. So
wait,
like they made
we can't just objectify women anymore.
No.
Wait, we can't
the
do
boobs.
That.
Can't.
We can't do that.
They literally look fake as fuck.
But they're characters in a video game. We still can't objectify them and teach young men to treat women poorly. We can't do that anymore.
I'm called out because I like big boobs.
I'm more of an ass type.
No, you can like big boobs. You can.
I'm excited. The graphics on the game look great.
I'm excited.
They look awesome.
No, see, I'm excited because they included two different battle systems. You can either play it like Final Fantasy 15, or you can play it like the original turn-based.
Oh, see, I never actually.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
I freaking had a boner for that because
I
want to play it.
I thought you had to play it like 15.
No, you don't have to. You can do it turn-based.
Oh, see, that'll make me
actually I was just like,
that will make me play it.
Because I'd rather have the turn-based because that's how an RPG should be.
Well, I mean,
it's
also an old-ass game too, so it's like it's even more nostalgic.
Yeah.
There comes a point where you want your video game, your fight'em video game to be kind of realistic, and you want those great graphics.
Sure.
And then there's a point where you're like, no, I want to be able to think about what I'm doing
and
not have an anxiety attack over fictional characters.
Well, and yeah, I want to be able to actually. I want to develop a strategy.
It's called tactics.
Tactics.
Yes.
Tactical titties.
Tactics,
you know what?
Is now. That's what we're gonna call it now.
Tactical titties.
It's gonna be like a bra thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
They're bras with pockets.
Oh.
Well, this is, yeah. See, this is a good idea.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Somebody bring me more whiskey. I have an idea.
And on that bombshell, we shall say goodbye. Look next week. Look next week for our tactical titties.
Tactical titties.
Yes. It's happening.
Okay, so...